If you find real happiness and joy within yourself, because it starts with you, it will shine out and your life will be just so fulfilled.
That's what a powerful presence is. And it's so unique and individual to each person.
We have these sensors that go around your ear. Essentially, they look like a pair of everyday headphones. And then they record your brain activity.
If we are an adopted person, one should be so curious about your own genetics. If you're an adopted pet, as a pet parent, it's really something you should do.
I'm Richard Gerhart.
And I'm Elizabeth Gerhart.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the show that's all about entrepreneurism, innovation, and the intellectual property that helps it flourish. And you just heard a few comments from some of our guests. We've got a great show. Stay tuned for more Passage to Profit.
Want to patent your invention? The chance is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhart.
Tonight on our show, we have the marvelous Marcy, who hosts the show Wake Up with Marcy, and she'll be a fascinating guest. After that, we'll have Nicole Rogers, who is an empowerment transformation coach and actress.
And then we have Anna Skea. I have to ask you, have you ever wondered where your cat came from? Well, I'll probably never answer that question, but
we have three cats and I wonder where they came from all the time.
She can help you figure out what their genetic makeup is. Very cool product. And then Dr. Ramses Alcaid with Neurabol. Ramses is going to help us figure out how to use our brains to control objects, which is very cool.
You've been controlling my brain for years.
Is your brain an object? Anyway, on we go.
It's my second favorite object. So before we do that, time for IP in the news. So what's on the calendar for this evening?
Well, since Dr. Ramses came, we thought that we should try to find a mind control patent. Which we did. Honda filed a patent for a motorcycle that you can control with your mind, some aspects of it. I don't think it helps you balance.
So, you know, that sounds really safe for some reason. I mean, motorcycles are nutso to begin with. And to be like steering it with your brain, I mean, well, like what if you look over to the side, does the motorcycle like veer off the highway or?
So the system includes a brain machine interface. It's in the helmet, I think.
Do you have to shave your head and then put a little chip in there?
Well, what was interesting, though, when I was looking, this actually initially came from Simon Hancock's. He did an article last year and on visordown.com. But when I was looking for this patent application, because it hasn't issued as a patent yet, there are a lot of patents and patent applications for using your mind to control devices. And a lot of them are from China.
They really are moving ahead very quickly in the technology area. So right. The picture on the patent shows the driver doing a wheelie. So can you imagine just thinking wheelie and then the front of your motorcycle jumps up? I mean, that's just actually incredible technology if it really works.
Well, so this article says the wacky idea is not that you think left and the bike steers to the left. It's more about changing the bike settings and assistance system. So it's safer than you thought.
Oh, okay.
Neural sensors in the helmet pick up the stream of thoughts from the rider's brain, and it goes to the bike's onboard computer and says, oddly for Honda, the patent mentions some pretty extreme and illegal in most regions riding maneuvers such as wheelies, stoppies, burnouts, and drifts.
Whatever those are. All right. Well, that's just the way the world's going, I guess.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
You know, Google and Facebook control our lives already. Why not have other devices? I'm sure they're all hooked into the internet.
I mean, there are programs that can see where your eyes are on the computer screen and how long you leave them on where you're supposed to be looking, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. So, all right. With all of that, it's time for Richard's Roundtable. We'd like to ask our guests to comment on what they just heard, or if you have a general question about intellectual property, we'd be more than happy to address that. So, Marcy, welcome to the show.
So great to be here. Thank you.
And so, what do you think about this mind-controlled motorcycle stuff?
I just have to say, I'm trying to wrap my mind around that.
Good one.
I'm trying to figure out how that really works. Like in your mind, you say, okay, bike on. And then if you're riding it, then all of a sudden, like in your mind, you say off and it goes off. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. It's crazy to me.
Well, I will probably never use it because motorcycles terrify me. So
And obviously, if you can do it for a motorcycle, you can do it for a lot of different machines, right?
Yeah. I mean, it obviously is something that's introducing itself. It's going to be our future, but we just have to adapt and learn just as we have with everything else.
Exactly. Great comment. So, Nicole?
Well, if the rider of the bike is a meditation practitioner, maybe a Zen Buddhist monk or something, then I think it would be perfectly safe. And we could know that the motorcycle is going to do no harm and flow with the traffic and create joy for everyone. But until there is a wider agreement that we need to work on our minds, then this, I think, could present a lot of problems.
Well, I was just going to say the opposite, because there are some of us who are mindless. Then what happens, right? You can't control the motorcycle, right? So, but I see your point. If you're in the flow, then you may have a very smooth ride. Anna, please tell us what you think.
I am so excited we're talking about this, because, and I might blow your mind now, there are now cat ears that are controlled by your brain. So imagine the same kind of helmet that you're wearing to control this motorcycle, but instead they're cat ears. They're called brainwave cat ears. They've been around for a long time. I want to say 5 years at least. I first heard from a friend in China about them. I have a pair. They do work. So the ears move based on my thoughts. So I can think sad thoughts and the ears fold. I could think excited thoughts and the ears open. And I'm just so thrilled to be bringing my cats into this conversation about brainwaves and motorcycles. It's amazing.
Wow. I want those. That would be a good Christmas present for me.
Okay. So these are cat ears that you wear, or they're cat ears for your cat?
No, I'm honest.
They're cat ears that you wear, and they can read your brainwaves. I mean, the ears are pretty close to your head, and they move based on what you're thinking. And they work.
I don't need my grumpy hat anymore.
Yeah, you can just
do grumpy ears.
Yeah, we both have grumpy hats. So when we're mad and don't want to talk to each other, we put on our...
Yeah, don't talk to me right now.
I feel like next time I should just bring my ears and do the show with the ears on.
That would be awesome, actually.
I'd be down for that. I imagine this has like 1,000 uses. Totally. Okay, so now we want to hear from Dr. Ramsey. So please tell us what your thoughts are.
Yeah. I think my thoughts are probably going to be a little bit more conservative, not as mainly because I work in the space. So I really understand the technology, understand the patent. It really talks about features that have to do with customization of the motorcycle and less so control. You know, so imagine you're a motorcycle driver. You have this helmet on. It's dangerous to switch the music while you're driving. It's dangerous to do all these kinds of actions, right? And so it's not necessarily saying that we want to tell the motorcycle to move to the left or to the right. But what if we could change the music, change the volume, really increase the safety of the driver while they're on top of the actual motorcycle itself? And helmets are really great devices to put brain sensors on because they already go on your head. And so to me, it seems like a really great natural application. You know, we're never going to get to the crazy sci-fi of controlling your motorcycle in real time with your brain using sensors that don't require surgery. And so this seems like a really great everyday application for a brain computer interface.
Well, thanks
from the expert.
I was going to say thanks for bringing us down to earth, because when you put it that way, it sounds marvelous.
Okay,
so it's a little bit less exciting, but
Kenya, what are your thoughts?
Well, I can't top that, but what I will say is, for someone like me who has a little bit of attention deficit, I don't know if it's a good idea. And I want to just say the originator of programming brain neurotransmitters was Peter Pan, because he taught people how to fly based on their thoughts. So I want to say, I think he highly influenced this patent.
Well, that's absolutely. So thank you for ending on that note. And so it's time for us to take a commercial break. We'll be right back with more Passage to Profit.
There's never been a better time to start your own business. The opportunities are infinite and only limited by your imagination and enthusiasm. At Gearheart Law, we believe the most successful companies all have one thing in common. They start with a solid foundation foundation first. Gearhart Law has years of experience protecting entrepreneurs' ideas and brands using patent, trademark, and copyright protection. So if you have a new consumer product, a new software application that you're planning to build or sell, or a brand or company name that you want to protect, contact the experts at www.gearhartlaw.com. Our professionals will create a custom strategy designed to fit your needs and your budget. All of our attorneys are passionate about protection, licensed and qualified to represent you before the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Don't start your project without calling us first. Visit GearHeartLaw.com. Together, we can change the world. Visit GearHeartLaw.com. This ad has been read by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And I am pleased to announce that we have the marvelous Marcy Hopkins on our program this evening. And she's a TV personality. She's a host. She has her own show on WLNY TV. Wake Up with Marcy. It's on 10 a.m. We've caught the show. It's great programming. So welcome to the show, Marcy.
Thank you so much. And I think I may use that marvelous Marcy. That's going to be my new name.
Well, you can get a trademark on it if you know where to go. So. So tell us a little bit about your career. You're really, to have your own show on television is an accomplishment. And I know you've been on for a while. And so there may be other people who are interested in sort of following that path and building that career. What kind of advice would you give to them? And maybe you could tell us a little bit about your own story.
Well, I could be here all day now, but let me say this as quick as I can. First of all, I've always worked in television. I just love the creativity and the industry. But I used to work behind the scenes. And when I was about 40 years old, I got in front of the camera. I decided to go for a passion that I had when I was a teenager. And I started with commercial print, commercial acting, that moved into indie films and such. It got to be a little too much because I will tell you, in the modeling and acting world, it takes a lot of time. And I was a mother, still a mom, but a mom of two young children at the time. So having to go into the city for auditions, having to be available last minute, it took a real toll on me. And so I took some time off and some things occurred. And I met someone that had a studio. I was going to help him get some people into his studio. And it came up about a talk show. And that seed was planted for me. And I was like, okay, instead of getting guests and sponsors for this talk show, why can't I have my own talk show? And it was something that stayed with me. And at that time, it was when Facebook Live was getting really popular. So this was about 5 years ago. And I decided to just launch on Facebook Live and start interviewing entrepreneurs. So I ended up having a social media talk show called Coffee with Marcy. I interviewed entrepreneurs and nonprofits in the community, gave them a voice in the community, and it took off and it was awesome. And it was really needed. But I knew that I wanted to do something more because I myself am a sexual abuse survivor. I just celebrated 6 years of sobriety. So I started living this life just beyond my dreams, and I wanted to give that back. So that's when I launched Wake Up with Marcy. We're talking about just about 3 years ago, and I wanted to share stories of hope and hardship so I could help people to get through everyday scenarios that we all get through, that you don't have to collapse in that. So I wanted to share hope. And that's where Wake Up with Marcy was born and was about waking up your subconscious. And so during this, you know, almost 3 years, the show has grown tremendously. Now, Coffee with Marcy was where I started. So I started literally with an idea and my phone. So I just want to say that you don't have to start a business with everything being perfect. What you do need to start a business with is passion. And if you know that there's something that you want to do or change in this world, then you can do it. And you just need to go for it. And that's what I did. And I continue to learn and fail And you can't be afraid of failing, and you always need to continue educating yourself. I used my past experience, but I also had to learn a lot. I had to learn all about social media. I had to book my own guests. I have to do my own writing. I was producing my own shows. It's all my own idea. I mean, this is what I love and the mission behind it, making a difference. And that's just what I've stayed with. And now here I am every Saturday morning on a CBS own affiliate, WLNY, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I'm now writing a book and I'm just really trying to make a difference in people's lives. And that is with stories of hope, celebrity inspiration, education, and resources so we can move forward in our lives.
Wow.
That's excellent. You know, I think that part of your success is due to the fact that you found something that people really want. You know, you can invent a new way to sit on a chair, but nobody's going to use it. So, but I think that you also have to think about that. Like,
what?
You know, I couldn't think of anything else. But people have to think about that when they're coming up with an idea for something. It has to be something people want. And I think you do, especially with what you're doing, have to be incredibly passionate about it.
You do. And I just want to say that I am now working on an invention. My prototype's almost done, and it's called Carcentials. This was an idea that I had literally 13 years ago when my daughter was 2 years old. And I had someone come on my show. So this is just saying, when someone comes into your life, she helps people with inventions. I told her about my idea, and here I am 13 years later, and my prototype's being done. So you don't need to give up on a dream or an idea that you've had. Just wait for the universe and for the right people to come into your lives, and you can make it happen.
Well, that's great. I think there's a lot to be said for patience, because everybody wants to get everything done or achieve everything as quickly as possible. And I think success is just a matter of being patient and also being driven, but also just knowing that the time for it will come.
So. That's exactly right. And you do need to be patient. Don't give up too soon. Enjoy the journey. We want so quickly, but it really doesn't work out that way. So we need to be patient and enjoy and just keep striving for what we want. It'll come.
So you have a book coming out. Do you have any thoughts about where you want to take your show next?
Well, I'm actually working on a reel right now because I want to take my show national. I want to start helping people on a broader basis. I actually am now being interviewed nationally on ABC, NBC, and Fox as a recovery expert. So I am taking my voice nationally to help other people and my experience. And so I hope that my book will just continue to further my mission.
Do you feel like, since you bring up recovery expert and you mentioned the abuse and the alcohol, you were numbing yourself with the alcohol.
It was coping. Yeah, it was all about coping.
Yeah. So how did you break that cycle?
Well, it took a long time, you know. So listen, life was just crumbling around me. Like, I coped for a long time with alcohol. I started drinking like when I was 12 years old, when my abuse started. And I was able to function right throughout my life with alcohol. Yes, things happened, but I was able to have a guy, have a place to live, have a good job. Everything always looked good. It was just really what was happening on the inside. So towards the end, my acting actually had a big part in elevating my drinking because I was using alcohol as liquid courage. And also I was going through perimenopause, and it just was causing a lot of issues in my life, and my drinking elevated. And it just got to a place where it was falling apart, and I knew I had to make a change, and I didn't want to lose what I had. And you have to admit to yourself first, you can't do it for anyone else. It has to be for you. And everyone has a different low point where they're going to hopefully stop and seek the help that's out there, because there's so much help. And it's just like, there's a fine line between that bad habit and addiction. So just understanding that if you have an addiction, you do not have the capability of making the choice to do it or not to do it.
Kenya?
First of all, I want to say you were born to be on TV. You have the look, and you're a beautiful lady. And I just
thank you.
Commend you, like, for your journey and what you've gone through. How would you say some of the traumatic experiences that you've had have helped your show?
Well, because I can relate. That has really helped me. I've done a lot of healing through my experience through the 12-step program. And I've broken a lot of cycles, bad cycles. I've changed my mindset. And, you know, whether it's trauma or you're going through grief or going through recovery or mental health issues, whatever it may be, I can relate. And I think that that really helps for me to connect. And when I'm having the conversation with my guest, I am able to share my story along with them. It's a bonding experience.
You're talking about hope. Where do you find sources of hope?
Well, first of all, I just want to say there is so much hope out there. And sharing your story gives so much hope and it helps you to recover. Whether you're sharing it on a television show or you're sharing it with a close, close friend or your therapist, this helps you to recover. And when you're sharing your story, it helps someone else to feel safe in maybe sharing their story too. And when you start sharing your story, that's when your recovery journey begins, your healing journey begins.
Well, that's fascinating. And thank you so much, Marcy Hopkins, for joining us this evening.
And what's the name of your book?
Chaos to Clarity.
When do you think that's going to be published?
I'm hoping the latest is March of next year. Thank you.
We'll be looking for that too. So Passage to Profit. And you're listening to Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt, our special guest, marvelous Marcy Hopkins. And we'll be back right after this.
What are entrepreneurs' most valuable assets? Their passion and ideas. We can't protect your passion, but we can protect your ideas. Trust Gerhardt Law to protect your ideas with premier patent, trademark, and copyright services. There's never been a better time to start your own business. Contact us at GearHeartLaw.com. At GearHeart Law, we have years of experience protecting entrepreneurs' ideas and brands using patent, trademark, and copyright protection. So if you have a new consumer product, a new software application that you're planning to build or sell, or a brand or company name that you want to protect, contact the experts at GearHeart Law, www.GearHeartLaw.com. Don't let the wrong protection strategy ruin your business. All of our attorneys are passionate about protection and are licensed and qualified to represent you before the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Don't start your project without calling us first. Contact GearHeart Law on the web at GearHeartLaw.com. Together, we can change the world. This ad has been read by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Passage to Profit continues with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt.
And it's time now for Nicole Rogers, who's going to be talking about empowerment and transformation. She's a writer, a coach, and she founded the Zen Red Method in 2015. I'm really curious to hear about the Zen Red Method. So, Nicole, welcome to the show. Tell us what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here with everybody. And I feel like in order to talk about the Zen Red Method, I need to explain actually how it even came into being and really how I came into this work. And I love to share this story because I feel like it just gives that real background for people to understand what the heck I'm even talking about. So my first career was as a performer. I had a 20-year career in New York City and a musical theater performer and choreographer. And I moved to the city and I was working right away, but I noticed that over time, I really hit a ceiling. So there's a few industries, I'm sure your listeners can relate, that seem to have a lot of rejection, much more rejection than other industries, and the arts is definitely one of them. And while I was taught to be a really fantastic triple threat, I certainly was not taught any tools around my mind, going back to the motorcycle comment. Mm-hmm. So basically what was happening was there was a lot of rejection, but I didn't have any tools to deal with it. So what was happening was I was really identifying with my results, meaning if I got the show, if I got the audition, then I was good enough as an artist, but it was turning into I was worthy as a person. And mm-hmm. if I didn't, than the converse. And so there was really this massive roller coaster that was going on. And so what happened was it became almost a joke, I'll be honest, where with the exception of two Broadway shows that closed before I would have joined them, when it came time for that moment to deliver, to give my best, I would just choke. And I didn't know, I couldn't figure it out. And it was all this like crazy overactive inner critic. And so I ended up basically hitting every single piece except for Broadway. I was a New York City Rockette, national tours, national commercials, except for the thing that I moved to New York for. And then in 2013, which I call my year of the flame, pretty much everything I knew of my life went up in a ball of smoke. And in 1 year's time, I went through a devastating divorce after being married for 15 years and trying to have a family. I was in two car accidents. I was robbed and I lost a dear friend to a heart attack. And for the first time in my life, I asked for help. And I had this voice that came up in my head as you're talking about meditation before. And it came up the day after my ex dropped the bomb, which was right in the middle of the holidays, because that's what the holidays do, right? They bring everything to the surface. And it said, you need meditation. And I remember thinking at the time, yeah, that would probably be a really good idea considering it looks like I'm about to lose everything. And so this journey towards seeking meditation actually took me to Buddhism, which was like this complete surprise. I was like, wait, I thought I was looking for tools around my mind, not Buddhism. But you know, it's like when you just trust that inner guidance and you trust the path, it takes you where you need to. So I started trying these different forms of meditation and Buddhism. And one of them took me to this amazing group called the Healing Circle that was at the Shambhala Center in Chelsea, New York. And this is the Tibetan form of Buddhism. And it's a support group for people that are going through any kind of healing, you know, whether it's a remission from a disease or heartbreak, you know. So I'm at this support group and they're passing the mic around and I've never been to a support group in my life. So I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? And the mic gets to me and I decided to do something I've never done publicly, which was to be completely vulnerable and honest. So I just opened my heart and I told them everything that was going on. And a miracle happened, which was that I noticed that people came close. And not just that, but me being vulnerable opened up a space for each person after me to do the same. And I realized that, oh my gosh, I've been wrong. Like I was in my late 30s at the time. And it's like, I always thought, and not just as a performer, but just as a woman and in my life, that if I showed up vulnerably, I would be rejected. And yet it was the exact opposite. So what I didn't realize was in that healing circle was actually the seed planted for the work I do now, which is based on the Zen Red method, and it's called Powerful Presence.
When you talk about meditation then, and you bring this meditation to other people, what are some of the techniques that you focus on?
Meditation is really just an embodiment exercise, because meditation is not for everybody. Some people literally can't be in their bodies like that. It's too overwhelming. And so really what the purpose of for a powerful presence, which is you knowing you are okay where you are, you know, it's really that ability to light up a room and to be able to create the impact you want and change the world. And so for each person, that kind of embodiment is going to be different. So what I love to do with my clients is give them different tools that they can use that feel safe. It feels safe for them to be in their body and to be able to connect to their power, because your power is not outside of you, right? It's not in what you wear. It's not in what you own. It's inside. And so that ability to really create impact comes from you connecting to your power. And so that comes from embodiment exercises, and meditation can be one of those, but I like to think of them more as silence practices. What are practices that bring you into your body so you can drown out all the noise, all the toxicity, all of the messages, and then be able to say, wait, I can trust what's happening inside because this is where my power is.
Well, as an attorney, I would certainly like to drown out a lot of the toxicity that occurs during litigation. So I really think that this method could be helpful.
If I'm going to use the example of maybe being on stage, if somebody is giving a talk or presentation or an interview here with iHeartRadio, you know, it's a question of where are you? Like, are you connected down in your body? Can you feel your feet on the floor? Can you feel your seat in the chair? You know, how are the words flowing out of your mouth? Do you feel like you can express yourself? Do you feel like you can kind of, if there was a flub, that it's like, all right, I can keep going. So, you know, it's that you are trusting yourself as opposed to completely placing all of your attention on, is it okay? Do they like me? Did I say it right? You know, it's all outward referenced as opposed to, I'm okay. I know I'm okay. And that it's almost like a flame that's burning inside, and that becomes the fuel as opposed to what other people are saying and thinking of you.
Nicole, that is a wonderful message. And I'd like you to tell our audience where they can find you and how they can learn more about your practice.
You can find me at my website, NicoleRogers.com. And for those listening, it's a crazy spelling. It's NicoleRegers.com. I'm on Instagram, Nicole_Rogers. And please reach out, DM me, and let me know any questions that you've got from anything I've spoken about today. And thank you so much to both of you and everyone here.
Well, thank you very much. And I feel calmer already and ready to start the next segment of Passage to Profit. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Askley, the Inventress, founder, CEO, and president of Inventing A to Z. I've been inventing products for over 38 years. Hundreds of products later and dozens of patents. I help people develop products and put them on the market from concept to fruition. I bring them to some of the top shopping networks in the world. QVC, HSN, eVine Live, and retail stores. Have you ever said to yourself, someone should invent that thing? Well, I say, why not make it you? If you want to know how to develop a product from concept to fruition the right way, contact me, Lisa Askeles, the Inventress. Go to inventingatoz.com, inventingatoz.com. Email me, lisa@inventingatoz.com. Treat yourself to a day chock full of networking, education, music, shopping, and fun. Go to my website, inventingatoz.com.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Now it is time to move to Power Move. So, Kenya.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about Cameo. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Cameo, but it is a celebrity shout-out app. So celebrities get an opportunity to get paid to give a shout-out to anybody you want. The going rate's anywhere from $1,200 a shout out down to maybe a few hundred dollars. But there's a lot of celebrities who are making a lot of money doing this. And Cameo recently announced that they are going to be acquiring Represent, which is a platform that's going to allow them to now combine the shout outs with being able to sell merch, which is going to be more profitable and another revenue stream. So the technology is going to be able to help them also create opportunities for fundraising and charitable node donations. So it's very cool. It's backed by Jennifer Lopez is someone who's on Cameo, Ed Sheeran, Kendall Jenner. So if you're looking for a shout out, you can check out Cameo and now Represent, and you're going to be able to connect with them, buy merch, and it's going to be this whole new celebrity experience. So shout out to Cameo.
All right, Kenya, are you on shout out or Cameo?
I am not. No one wants to pay me to shout out anything.
Well, you should be. If you go on, we'll pay you. And Elizabeth, what about Fireside?
Well, I'm going to say a little bit about Fireside, but I want to talk about a person in the community who recently passed as well. Jack Killian was an incredible man in the entrepreneurial community in Northern New Jersey. He had been very successful in a number of different ventures. He had a horse farm. He started Country Music Magazine. He just did a whole lot of things with his life, and he was still helping entrepreneurs. I don't know how old he was, but he was older than we are. So, you know, but he was still helping entrepreneurs, and he had a lot of people that really cared about him and enjoyed his positive energy. And actually, when I started Fireside, he did a video with me, and he was so supportive and so positive.
He was a guest on our show, of course. He was one of our first guests, and he was known for being a consummate networker. And he wrote a book on networking, which is become a Bible here in New Jersey.
Right.
And he really believed in the value of relationships in business.
There's a breakfast I'm going to that his son is having, and he said, Bring your business cards because dad would have wanted you to network. So it's a big loss to the entrepreneurial community in New Jersey. And thank you, Jack, for everything. So now, without further ado, let's move on to something a little happier. Anaskaya has base paws, which I think is so cool. I'm definitely going to use it. Find out about your cat. So please, Anna, tell us all about it.
I want to start with mental health, because we've been talking about mental health today. And guess what? Your pets are a huge part of your mental health if you have a pet. We've seen that in COVID. We've seen that before COVID. But if you happen to have a pet while you were dealing with the last 2 years, man, I'm sure it helped. So alongside things like meditation, there are furry creatures in our homes that sleep on our beds and play with their kids and sometimes eat our food, and they really make our lives better. And that's what Base Paws is all about. We are an animal health company, companion animals, so cats and dogs. And what we do is we try to find testing ways, ways to make their lives better through understanding them and testing them. So your cat can't talk. You might think you know what your dog is thinking, but you probably don't. What are some ways that you can really, really understand a bit more about your pet so you can make their lives better? Well, if you have a cat, three cats. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about this. I want to know their names. But how do you know if they're healthy? So you're going to peek into the litter box, hold your nose, and you're going to make sure that everything in there is okay. You're going to see to make sure they're eating well, they're drinking well, but that's really about it. What Base Paws has developed is additional tools for your toolbox as what we call a cat parent. And those tools are tests. The first test that we've developed is a DNA test. We are the world's first DNA test for cats. You've heard of 23andMe. Now you're listening about 23andMeow. So we developed about 3 years ago, we developed an in-home DNA test for your cat called Base Paws. We launched in 2019 on a show that you're probably familiar with called Shark Tank. We did really, really well. And I don't want to spoil it for you. So if you haven't seen the episode, please, please take a look. If you're a cat parent, you would love it. There's a cat that doesn't behave. It's really great. We launched this cool new product that every cat owner absolutely needs, because I want to hear about your cats. I am pretty sure they were rescue cats.
All three rescue cats.
Awesome. Yeah. So guess what? You have these three rescue cats in your home. They support your mental health. They make your lives better. You love them. Most likely you don't know anything about them because they came from a shelter. So like for ourselves, if we are an adopted person, wouldn't you be so curious about your own genetics? If you're an adopted pet, as a pet parent, it's really something you should do. So it's an amazing product. You don't need to get your cat to spit into a test tube. It's a much, much simpler process. And yeah, and then, you know, in a few weeks, you get to know a lot about them. You know, the thing about this science, it's absolutely fascinating. Years ago, it would have cost thousands of dollars to do these tests. I'll give a quick example. So when Steve Jobs was diagnosed with cancer, he did a test that is very similar to what Base Paws creates. He's paid like $5,500 for that test. Fast forward 7 or 8 years later, and this test costs $100. It is just so much more affordable now to do these types of tests. And for our pets, they have never been more important as they are now. And by the way, as consumers, we're definitely spending more money on our pets than we ever have before.
Well, I can vouch for that. Kenya, do you have any questions?
I do. I'm just curious. Like, so you don't have anything for dogs right now. It's pretty much cats, right?
It's coming. It is coming soon.
Okay. And then what is the reporting like? What type of data specifically shows up?
The most important data is we look at about 120 different health markers and diseases. So we're all familiar, for example, with the BRCA1 gene, right? This is a gene that codes for breast cancer. Similar type of genes can be found in our report for our cats. Everything from knowing the blood type of your cat to understanding what kidney disease markers we could have, health markers that are focused on your heart, which, by the way, for big cats, their heart is probably working overtime, and we really need to be careful about what markers are in their genetics. There's about 100 of those. So if you have a cat that has a positive marker, your relationship with your pet and with your vet radically changes. And you probably can prolong its life by a few years by just really understanding what that marker codes for.
That's amazing. Where can we purchase FacePause? Is it an online product?
Absolutely. We're on Instagram, FacePause, or on FacePause.com. And we are in gifting season, which is like the best time to be purchasing these types of gifts. If you have a cat person in your life, most likely they don't know as much about their cat as they really can and should. So the test is really being sold at its lowest price of the year right now. Check out basepaws.com and find us. And also you can find us on Amazon.
All of our cats have stockings for the holidays. So we can
put it in their stocking.
We can put it
in
their
stocking. We're all getting tested. So listeners, you're listening to Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart on WOR 710, The Voice of New York. And we will be right back after this message.
There's never been a better time to start your own business. The opportunities are infinite and only limited by your imagination and enthusiasm. At Gearhart Law, we believe the most successful companies all have one thing in common. They start with a solid foundation first. Gearhart Law has years of experience protecting entrepreneurs' ideas and brands using patent, trademark, and copyright protection. So if you have a new consumer product, a new software application that you're planning to build or sell, or a brand or company name that you want to protect, contact the experts at www.gearhartlaw.com. Our professionals will create a custom strategy designed to fit your needs and your budget. All of our attorneys are passionate about protection, licensed, and qualified to represent you before the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Don't start your project without calling us first. Visit gearhartlaw.com. Together, we can change the world. Visit GEARHARTLAW.com. This ad has been read by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Passage to Profit continues with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Our special guest this evening was Marcy Hopkins of Wake Up with Marcy. We had just a fabulous show. We have one more presenter that you do not want to miss. But if you did miss anything, it'll be on our podcast tomorrow on all the major podcast stations. Also our YouTube channel, because we have, as I've said this many times before, it's always true. We have the best looking people that come on the show. We're not talking about ourselves. We're talking about everybody else.
Like a way to compliment us. I don't know.
No, but anyway, this last person, Dr. Ramses Alkate, I am so excited to hear this. This is so cool. If you want to have more control over your environment with your brain, what they've done is just amazing. So please, Dr. Ramses, tell us all about it.
Hey, well, it's a pleasure to be here. Yeah. So I work at a company called Neurable. And what we do is we make brain-computer interfaces. And that's just a really fancy way of saying that we develop technology that allows you to use your brain to interface with other devices. For example, you can use it to control, in my case, whenever I'm doing talks, I actually did a TEDx, I was actually controlling the slide deck using my brain activity. Or you can use it to mute or unmute your Zoom calls. On top of that, you know, having this type of technology that enables you to understand brain data, specifically if it's in devices that are everyday, like headphones or earbuds, enables you to start understanding brain data over long periods of time. And so there's a lot of great science questions and health questions that we can answer from that. For example, understanding the progression of Alzheimer's or how the brain changes because of ALS. And so really brain computer interfaces have a very broad approach in how they can be used. But at the end of the day, it's really a way to empower people to have more control of not only knowing their own cognitive health, but also the technology they're using.
That's really fantastic. So the question that I am interested in as an intellectual property lawyer is, how does the interface actually work? Whenever I've seen pictures of the human brain, and lots of times it's been illustrations, but there's these patterns and these waves that are taking place. And so how do you create a device that senses those through the skin, through the bone? And how then do you correlate those to different things?
Your brain is this incredible machine that as you think of things or do actions in the world, it creates electrical activations. And these electrical activations are actually so large that as long as you have sensors on the surface of your skin, you're able to pick up those changes in electrical activity. And so what we have, at least what we work with here in our laboratory, is we have these sensors that go around your ear. And so essentially they look like a pair of everyday headphones, or you can actually use in-ear devices that look like earbuds. And then they record your brain activity, send that data to a small little system that we have that enables us essentially to interpret your brain data with our signal processing. So our main kind of secret sauce here at the company is that we have developed software that enables us to interpret your brain activity at a greater fidelity. So we interpret it, and then from there, we're able to have you actually interface with different devices.
Is there an AI component to this? You know, across a population, are people's brainwaves for, say, changing slides pretty much the same, or does it have to learn the neurology of each individual person?
That's a fantastic question. So evolutionarily, our brain has been designed in ways where there's optimized circuitry, right? So your, for example, your eyes connect through your optic nerve to, different visual centers of your brain. And that pathway already exists as you're going through development. And so because these optimized pathways already exist, it enables us to essentially develop technology that can generalize across multiple people, which is really great because our dream as a company is how can we create an everyday brain computer interface? You know, something as simple as putting on a pair of headphones or earbuds, but then they enable you to seamlessly, you know, authenticate your devices, control them, also monitor your own mental health. In a way that doesn't look weird, like these giant systems that, you know, you've probably seen in like sci-fi movies without using prongs or any of that stuff that looks scary. So, or without using surgery, it's a very abstract process. It can be done differently on each individual. And that's only because we've designed these algorithms to understand user intent. Now they're not reading your thoughts. That's not something that's viable. Like that's an over-exaggeration that a lot of people believe. But what we can do is read high-level changes in electrical activity and then use those to create actions.
So I just want to point out here that Dr. Ramses Alkaid is a neuroscientist. So he really knows what he's talking about, and he's really dumbing it down for the rest of us. I'm sure he could get into technical specifics that none of us would understand. But you had an Indiegogo campaign that funded in 30 minutes. Like, seriously? That is amazing. It shows there's a ton of interest in this technology for people.
Yeah, I think that the main reason that that interest happened, why it went so fast, is because we're really hitting on pain points that people have, right? Individuals, especially right now, are working from home more than ever. Right? They're feeling burnt out. There's a lot of this exhaustion that's happening. People don't really know when to take breaks that make them feel happy. I mean, there's two ways to live your day, right? You wake up, you put in your 8 hours and you feel exhausted and you hate your job. The other aspect is you put in your 8 hours, you feel inspired and motivated by all that you accomplished, and you feel really happy about yourself. And so what if we could give somebody a tool that could enable them to understand their own cognitive health and help them essentially understand when to take breaks that enable them to enter focus and maintain that focus with greater clarity and more, you know, empowerment. And that really resonated with people, right? Brain computer interfaces aren't these scary things that are going to take over the world. There's a lot of really valuable applications for these types of technologies. And that's why I believe we sold out so quickly on our Indiegogo. Our main goal isn't actually to sell headsets. We're planning to bring this technology to as many headphone devices as possible. We want people to eventually go to their favorite web store and just, you know, buy their Bose headphones or their Apple Beats or, you know, AirPods. And just like, for example, you have a Fitbit or you have a wrist watch that sees you move around the day and tracks your steps. Well, what about something that could track your mental health, right? And so providing these everyday values for brain computer interfaces is what we're really focused on doing.
This is fascinating. This is awesome. I mean, this show is really about innovation, and this is so innovative. Everything here is innovative and just such an interesting show today. Unfortunately, it's almost time to go. We're going to do a wrap up after this break and let you know everybody's websites and a little bit about what we talked about. If you missed any of the show, catch the podcast, but definitely look at us on YouTube because there were some great things that happened you could only see on YouTube, right? So animals. Anyway, listeners, we will be right back. You're listening to Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart on WOR 710, The Voice of New York.
What are entrepreneurs' most valuable assets? Their passion and ideas. We can't protect your passion, but we can protect your ideas. Trust Gearhart Law to protect your ideas with premier patent, trademark, and copyright services. There's never been a better time to start your own business. Contact us at GearHartLaw.com. At Gearhart Law, we have years of experience protecting entrepreneurs' ideas and brands using patent, trademark, and copyright protection. So if you have a new consumer product, a new software application that you're planning to build or sell, or a brand or company name that you want to protect, contact the experts at Gearhart Law, www.gearhartlaw.com. Don't let the wrong protection strategy ruin your business. All of our attorneys are passionate about protection and are licensed and qualified to represent you before the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Don't start your project without calling us first. Contact Gearhart Law on the web at GEARHART.com.
CLAW.com. Together, we can change the world. This ad has been read by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Now more with Richard and Elizabeth. Passage to Profit.
It feels like we've really dug into mind health and health in general a lot. And it's amazing the things people are finding out. So to recap, we had Marcy Hopkins, Wake Up with Marcy. She has a TV show. It's at 10 a.m. Saturdays. It's in New York right now, but it's going to go national pretty soon, we hope. And it's just stories of people overcoming difficult situations in their lives and stories filled with hope. And her website is wakeupwithmarcy, M-A-R-C-I.com. Then we had Nicole Rogers. I mean, Nicole's story will just blow you away. You really, if you missed any of it, you have to listen to this. You really need to go check her out. Her website is NicoleRogers.com. She helps people live their lives from a place of their own power instead of getting buffeted by outside forces. She teaches you how to do that. It's amazing.
There's a lot out there about meditation, but this is a very personalized approach, and it's not limiting the universe of meditation practices to just one kind of thing. So,
right. And then we had Anna Skaya with Base Paws, BasePaws.com, spelled just like it sounds. So you can find out all sorts of information about your pet that helps you make better health decisions for them. And also like just gives you some background on them. So genetic information.
I would be very interested in hearing about cat reunions through DNA profile. So I hope that she can come back and,
happening.
And introduce two cats who met each other after 7 years.
Yeah. What do you think their first reaction is going to be? You've lived with cats with me for years. Anyway. Yeah. And then we had Dr. Ramses Alkaid. Neurable, NeurAbl.com. So he is a neuroscientist and he has developed these brain machine interfaces that really help you monitor your mental health and also help you do cool stuff like flip slides during a presentation stuff. But, you know, they're really popular. It's the next wave of health, I think, innovation, right? Yeah.
He's always the smartest guy in the room for sure.
Yeah. So you can pre-order his product at neurabl.com and it'll be widespread pretty soon where, you know, you're catching it early by hearing it on the show. So you'll be way ahead of everybody because you'll be one of the first to have it. Kenya Gibson contributed too. So Kenya Gibson with a P at iHeartMedia.com.
Absolutely. And Kenya, any final words for our audience before we sign off?
Yeah, I always try to find the common thread, and I'm actually going to borrow the word transformation from Nicole's title here, right? Because I think that was the theme. We talked to Wake Up with Marcy about helping people transform their lives through hope and stories. And then we spoke to Nicole, who's helping people transform their lives by helping them tap into their power. And then we have Base Paws, right, where we're helping pets get healthier through innovation and data. And then Dr. Ramses, who's doing incredible things with Neurable and helping people improve their cognitive health and well-being through information. So transformation, the name of the game today.
Well, that was just breathtaking, Kenya. How you pulled that all together just is...
She sounds way smarter than we did.
I just scribbled it all down on a piece of paper.
No, that was an excellent summary, Kenya.
Thanks so much for that. We'll be back again next week with another episode of Passage to Profit. Keep those cards and letters and texts and emails coming in.
Especially for Noah.
Especially for Noah. And speaking of Noah, I'd like to thank our producer, Noah Fleischman. I'd like to thank our program coordinator, Alicia Morrissey. I'd like to thank our video editor, Chatterboss, and the whole iHeart team. So this is Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart, Passage to Profit, WOR 710, the voice of New York.